Ken, there's that kind of music that makes Marty not want to be here because he was late.
Hang on. What? Hang on. Wait for the music. I've got many questions. What is going on here?
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Punjab, why are you at the mic?
Marty is a little bit late today.
Why?
Well, we went to Albury last night.
Where?
You know, the twin towns of Albury, Gdynia.
Okay. Yes.
He took me.
Why?
I was his roadie.
What does a comedian need?
Oh, what doesn't he need? Confidence?
Oh, you carried his confidence.
I carried it in a small sack. And he had a job in Albury last night.
Yes.
He was working for, he was a charity geek.
Yes.
He was working for the Compulsive Cosmetic Surgery Help Group.
Yes.
His opening line, oh, there's a lot of new faces here tonight. He was a cracker. After that, all downhill.
Oh, and did you like him as a comedian? Did you?
Oh, he is hysterically funny.
Yes. How did you get back?
Well, he drove me back.
Yes.
Last night.
You sit next to him to keep him awake?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, I'm in the boot. But he gives me the game of trouble to play in the boot. You know, the thing with the middle and you go...
Yeah.
And I like this. I like this to play. We don't have this in Bangladesh.
The little wooden...
No, not wooden.
Not wooden.
Plastic.
Plastic.
Yeah. We make them, you know, in Bangladesh. This game is made in Bangladesh.
You make the trouble. You make the trouble in Bangladesh.
Oh, more or less, yes. He drove past your house last night at 2 a.m. and threw me out the door. And I went up to bed in your roof, and then he drove home, and he's coming. He's not far away, but he's a little bit late. So I just is understudy. I thought I would start with, of course, as we do traditionally, every performance, the Bangladeshi national anthem. Yeah. So everybody stand.
We're going to do a song.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Yes, sorry, go on.
Bangladesh, land of the starving and no sanitation, but cheap T-shirts and
How many verses?
It depends.
I think, let's leave it there.
Oh.
I love it. Don't get me wrong. You know how much I love your voice. But we've got a lot to carry on about.
What about?
Do you know bands? Do you know music? Do you know Anglo-Saxon music?
Not so much.
Do you know?
I have a band myself, you know.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's your band called?
Punjab and the Pepper Drums.
What?
Punjab and the Pepper Drums.
Punjab and the Pepper Drums.
Yeah. You might have our latest album.
Yes.
Oh, it's too hot.
Really?
Breakthrough single. I have some yogurt?
Can I hear it?
Yes.
All right, go on.
Oh, Bangladesh. No,
that's the national anthem.
Yes, I brought it.
No, I want to hear the single.
Oh. Oh, can I have some yogurt? Because this food is toxic.
Oh, one tune. Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Look.
Now, Punny's been doing a great job.
Good on you, chitty chitty bang Bangladeshi. Bloody beauty. Good
Back
on
to
you.
The desk, Punny.
Yeah.
Don't call me Punny. I'll kill you!
He doesn't like Punny.
He's been singing.
He went to Albury with me last night.
He told me. He's been singing and he sang one of his songs from his latest album.
Oh, yeah. He played it. He stuck it in my car stereo.
Yeah, because, you know, in the boot.
Yes.
That's where all the CDs go.
I gave him that game of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, that thing.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, that thing in the middle. He loves that.
He said that.
Yeah. He does. It's like a dog with a squeak toy. He loves it.
But he's got the CD stacking in the boot.
Yes, that's
he's
exactly
put as many
right.
things as he
I
wants.
I didn't realise.
Yes.
Oh, hang on a minute.
What's that?
Wait a minute. Oh, Mighty Mouse is here. Oh, goodness me.
Is it from Andy Kaufman?
No, it's a friend of mine, as a matter of fact, who just called me. I should have had my phone off. Goodness me. Oh, Christ. Anyway, I'll get back to them a little bit later on.
All right. Have I got a ringtone?
Yes, you do.
Can I hear it? Can you hold up the mic?
One moment, please. I'll just find it. Hang on. Don't.
No, I'm going to ring you.
Stop it. No, don't do it. Don't do it because one moment. Hang on. Oh, God, this bloody phone is so complicated. I'm so stupid and I don't know. Wait a minute.
I thought I had a ringtone.
You do. Wait a minute.
All right.
Wait a minute. All right. Here we go.
That's my personal ringtone.
Warning. The person calling you is a The person calling you is a An absolute is calling you now. A complete and nothing but a wants to talk to you. Do not pick up. Because if you do, you will be talking to a
What? Well, I'm sorry I rang you in church the other day. Ring me, and I'll show you your ringtone. Ready? Ring me. Ring me. Not even on his speed
one
dial.
One moment, Bill. Hang on, that's me ringing me.
I'm not even on his speed dial.
For Ken.
This is my ringtone for
I've
Marty.
Just got you in blocked callers. All right, here we go. I'm calling you now.
Thunderbirds are go.
Oh, that I can see the connection. No, yeah. I can't.
Well, because when
what
I think...
What the hell is that about?
I'll tell you why. Because when I think of you, I think of brains. Brains.
I know.
Hang on. I got a message now. Oops. Oh, it's from you.
Stop calling me, it says.
Missed call from Marty. Yes. All right, today we're doing Marty...
Who?
John Lennon.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Because we did the Beatles.
Yes.
Did we do Paul McCartney?
And, well, it's about time we learned about Russia.
Yeah, have we already done Paul McCartney? No, yeah. Not that Lennon.
Oh, a different one.
Yeah, John Lennon.
Yes.
From the Beatles.
With the glasses.
Yeah.
With the killing.
Dead. That's the guy.
I've been to where he was killed.
Have you really?
Yes.
Dakota.
Well, that's where he lived. He got killed across the road in Central Park just there.
Did he?
On the upper
Have you been
west
to Strawberry
side.
Fields?
Well... Where is that?
It's opposite there. It's a park opposite.
I don't
from
think
the
it
Dakota.
Is. No, he didn't get killed in Strawberry Fields. It was called that
no,
after.
No, he got killed outside of the Dakota. I think you got it all wrong.
No, oh, wait a minute. Okay, so the guy came up to him in Central Park and wanted an autograph.
I believe it was all done outside of Dakota because that's where they were waiting for him to come home.
Well, what's the name of the bit of the park across? It's a very big place, Central Park. What's the name of the... Who cares? Move on. Doesn't matter. I've been to the Dakota building and I've been to the bit of the park that he was walking through before he got lambed.
Strawberry Fields.
All right, fine. I don't think it is. They wouldn't have named it that. But anyway...
They did!
All right then.
And if you went and saw it, Strawberry Fields.
Now, yes, I understand.
73 million records sold solo. Not a bad effort.
All by himself.
Not a bad
That's a lot effort. Of signing.
Hey, that's pretty good.
After gigs.
Wow.
Meet me at the corner of the stage. Who's it to? My mother? No worries. Yeah, all right, yeah.
He signed one too many.
Yeah, he did two.
Now.
Who was the name of the guy who killed him?
Mark Chapman.
That's right.
Mark Chapman has been jailed for 20 years to life.
And why did he do it?
He got a message in Catcher in the Rye, the book. He got a message from that.
Salinger's book.
Yes, J.D., and he said...
J.D., as opposed as to all the him. Other Salingers. Yes. And, did you have the book?
Yeah, I
Was your it. Cover silver?
Yes.
Mine too.
And I was told to read it at school. Of course, I didn't.
No.
And then when I left school, I read it. I said, this is my favourite book.
Hmm.
Catcher in the Rye, 1984, Brave New World, Lord of the Flies. They were the four.
Aldous Huxley
yes.
wrote Brave New World,
mm-hmm.
which was a poor man's 1984, I thought.
Okay.
Have you read 1984?
I've read them all.
Oh, look at you.
1980.
Look at you with the reading.
1980, 1991. I was a very good reader.
Yes.
I was. I had to read in front of the grade sixes when I was in grade three.
Hey, folks, because this is not a visual medium, I wish you just could have seen Ken's proud little head wobble then It was like, oh, look, I've done something. It was very good. Yes. Now,
Chapman was denied parole yes. 11 times.
Yes. It was. He's got 20 years to life.
Yes.
Well, that's a long time.
He won't get out.
You don't think so?
No.
What about the guy who tried to kill Reagan?
Is he out?
I don't know.
His name's a friend of Punjab's, I think.
No.
Sinji.
No.
Yes.
No. The guy who shot Reagan was not... He was another Anglo-Saxon guy, and he did it because he was in love with Jodie Foster.
I think you're right.
I know.
John Hinckley.
Hmm.
John Hinckley.
Yeah.
Well, who's... Who did Sin Sang Jingi? Who did he assassinate? I'll try.
Who? I don't know. Sin Sang Jingi.
Yeah.
I don't know this one.
Puni, you should know that.
Yeah, he's because he's Asian. I'm going to know them all. There's 600 billion in the forest.
Oh, God. Oh. What about, you know, that Puni's finger is sore from bleeping last week's episode.
Punjab, did you have to do the bleeping? Ken said, Ken took all the...
I did everything. I even made the noise. Beep. I got a sore throat.
Poor Punjab.
Now, who can forget albums like Plastic Ono Band?
Which one?
The Plastic Ono Band.
I don't remember that.
First album.
Nope, can't
Mother,
remember
Mother, you need me.
Is that woman is the nigger of the world?
No, that's another album.
Okay.
It's another blip.
Why? That's the name of the song.
It is.
I'm just naming the song, man.
He was given permission by...
Malcolm X.
Yeah, it could have been.
Well, maybe Malcolm Y.
Maybe the Black Panthers.
Much more questionable,
the
brother.
The Black Panther.
I know a lot about the Black Panthers.
Do you?
I really do.
That movie went very well.
Black Panther? No, different.
Oh, is it?
That was a superhero film.
Sorry.
Yeah. The only decent movie about the Black Panthers is Malcolm X. The rest of them are terrible. There was a film and documentary about Black Panthers, but it was shit.
Denzel Washington?
Yes. He's a fine actor.
He is a very good actor.
Yeah, speaking fine. Of acting. He would be in my top three favourites.
Yeah.
Him, Edward Norton.
Yeah.
And Fatso.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, but Fatso's done some beautiful work.
Well, yeah. You usually have to wait a long time in a movie to see him. That's the trouble.
Well, he was in 1917.
He was second Dead Man on the Left.
On the right.
Well, on the right, but he wasn't in a lot.
You auditioned for the left.
Yeah. Couldn't.
He didn't get it. Too tall.
Good. So, but people like Tom Hanks, you can go and...
Everyone likes Tom Hanks.
Go and see a movie with Tom Hanks. Yeah. You're pretty sure it's going to be pretty good.
Captain Phillips, we should do that.
We've done it.
Oh, yeah, I remember. It was a lesson in geography. Oh, man. What a peach.
The only one I didn't like...
We've got to take your daughter in 3 minutes.
Yes, we do, actually. So should we just pause or we'll just leave it running for the next half an hour?
Punjab, do you want to take it?
Don't leave it to me.
Oh, my God, he took the game.
We'll be right back.
Back.
We are back.
So... How did John Lennon meet Yoko Ono, which we know means one egg?
I think it means no talent.
Oh, if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all.
All right, fair enough. All right, I got nothing to say.
Well, okay, thank you very much.
Yoko Ono... first she went – now, I don't know. A lot of people don't know this. First she went to Paul McCartney.
Including you.
She went to Paul McCartney and said, can I have some lyrics of, your old lyrics so I can sell them?
Lyrics?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like paper.
Are you sure she didn't mean relics?
She might have, but she said
because
lyrics.
And it came out lyrics?
Could be. But he gave her a copy of one of his songs and she sold it. And then she asked John Lennon. John Lennon said, no, that's wrong. She went to John Lennon first and he said, go see Paul. He didn't want to know about it at that stage. So she went and saw Paul.
Who does that? Who walks up to someone and says, can I have some lyrics? You give them lyrics and then they sell them.
Yeah, yeah.
Who does that?
Yoko Ono. She would have said that the money's going towards art, you know.
The poor?
Well, she wasn't really poor. She wasn't giving it to a charity.
Hmm.
And then she held an art exhibition and John Lennon came into it and he didn't become part of the art exhibition. He came in the door to the art exhibition and he said there was a ladder, and he said, I climbed up the ladder and it said yes. A little dot on the roof said yes. He said, had it said no, I would have left. But because it was affirmative, I went down the ladder and said to her, I like it here. Have you got anything else? She said, you can bang in this imaginary nail for 50 pence. He said, what if I give you an imaginary 50 pence? And she thought that was very funny.
Oh, it's comedy gold.
So from then on, they got together. And
I can see how.
Yes.
She'd written yes on the roof and put a ladder there because that's art.
Yeah.
Michelangelo couldn't. No. Statue of David pales.
Forget about him.
Pales in comparison. Leonardo to who?
That's right. You never saw a
Pablo, the arsehole,
was there
compared to the ladder. To
any
the,
ladders involved with their work?
Not only a ladder in the joint.
Only painting the Sistine Chapel.
Go to the Louvre. Not one ladder.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing.
I hope I'm not making noise here. I'm trying to get my...
You're not. You're not making much noise at all, as a matter of fact. Oh, you could be louder.
I'll talk more.
That wouldn't hurt.
Hang on.
All right, then. So she ran a shit art show and he was stupid enough to think that it was good.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And she cottoned onto him and never let go. Hmm. There was one instance called the Lost Weekend, which I told you about, and you didn't know anything about it. So I'll tell you.
It's a movie.
Yeah, but not with Ray Milland. Mm. I just watched it. I did.
About the alcoholic.
Yeah. But this Lost Weekend is Lennon in 73. Him and Yoko were getting their marriage was on the rocks. So, as a remedy, Ono said to Lennon, go and have an affair with our assistant, May Pang.
May Pang?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's, I wonder if she's related to Sam.
It's maybe.
First time I've put that together. And so then he went and lived with, it's a long stretch.
Bit.
He went and lived with May.
May Pang.
May Pang. And started drinking again. Because he hung out with Keith Moon, Harry Nilsson.
Nilsson Schmilsson?
Yeah. And I forget who the other guy was, but they were all heavy drinkers.
Harry Belafonte.
Could have been, but they were all heavy drinkers. So at this stage, during this drinking period, he did Mind Games, great album, Walls and Bridges, great album, and Rock and Roll, which has Stand By Me on it, and produced albums for Ringo Starr and Harry Nilsson. So very busy.
But he didn't write Stand By Me.
No, he didn't. That Rock and Roll album is all covers. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So while recording Rock and Roll, the album, Phil Spector produced it. Now, they're all drinking.
He went on to great notoriety, Phil Spector.
Yeah.
Killed someone.
Killed a girl that he met in a nightclub.
Not in an art gallery.
No.
Up a ladder.
Wish he had him.
Yeah.
So during the recording, one of the bass players was so drunk he got into a car wreck.
How many bass players did they have?
Well, they had a few because it was a solo album. You know, they bring him in. Klaus Voormann.
Oh, of course.
From the Beatles' early days.
Yes.
He drew the Revolver album cover.
He drew it?
Well, it is drawn.
Did Paul McCartney feel comfortable about having another bass player in the band?
Well, he was only in the band as a artist. He wasn't.
Oh, really?
He made
really
the art.
He made the art. Yeah. He drew it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They had a couple of American bass players who I didn't think were very good myself. I liked
what McCartney. Was McCartney doing with all this?
Well, they time. Were not friends then. They broke up. The Beatles had broken up.
Oh, so these are playing with...
This is 73. The Beatles broke up in 1970.
Right, so these you're talking about bass players that are playing with John Lennon.
Solo, yes.
Not right. with the Beatles.
No.
Because they had a bass player.
Yeah, that would have been...
Of some renown.
Yeah, that would have been difficult having...
That's where I'm going with this.
No, because I was talking about recording the Rock and Roll album, I thought that might not throw you off.
Right.
Back to the Beatles. But...
What?
Spectre...
Yes.
...would dress... This is when he came in to produce...
You're very confusing.
No. You listen back, you'll understand.
Okay.
Spectre would come in dressed as a surgeon, a karate expert, or a cowboy.
One of the three.
Yeah. And he would have guns.
Yes.
And quite often he'd shoot into the roof.
Real guns?
Yeah, real guns.
Did he ever hit the yes?
No, he didn't. No, by this stage, Yoko had deemed that so she would add an assistant, put that yes up, perhaps make
She didn't do her own yeses.
No.
Oh.
No, she was way
no work ethic.
That. So, they're all getting drunk. They're getting drunk all the time.
Who? Keith Moon, John Lennon.
And Nilsson.
And Harry Nilsson.
The main three.
Yes.
Spectre might have gone along for a drink.
I thought Harry Nilsson was American.
He is. This is in America, by the way.
Ah.
They're in America. They go to the Troubadour to see the Smothers Brothers.
Smothers Brothers.
Yeah, the comedians.
Ah.
You know the Smothers Brothers.
Know them. They snore.
That's right. Lennon,
drunk,
on Brandy Alexander's,
yes,
milk and brandy,
yes,
starts heckling him, and they're you know heckling him back, and it's on and off, and it's on and look out, everyone's having a go, and someone said go over to Lennon and tell him to shut up. Harry Nilsson said I tried to, and he punched me in the head.
He'll do that.
You don't want to tell him to shut up. Then he went into – now, this is a bit you didn't know. I thought you knew this.
I don't know what you haven't told me.
Lennon went into the woman's toilets and put a tampon in his head.
Yes, I know this.
Yes.
You've told me about this
in
a previous episode.
And when he got thrown out, he was yelling, I'm a Beatle, I'm a Beatle.
Yes.
Yes.
Common knowledge.
So this is
– Tampax actually used that in their ad.
That's used by Beatles.
Yes.
Yes. So he's on the road to – Ruin.
Yes. Well, that was during his recovery period. That explained the tampon.
That's right. So he eventually wants to come home.
Who wouldn't?
Ono says...
I'd like to go home.
Guess what Ono says?
You go nowhere.
She said, oh, no, you're not coming back.
That's what she says.
Yeah. And so she said, you have to spend more time with May.
May?
Pang, the sister.
Pang?
Yeah.
Sam's sister.
Yes.
Yes.
Spend more time with them.
Why?
Because you're not ready to come home yet.
What?
Well, I don't know why.
Where's home?
Dakota. The Dakota building.
Oh, I see. Really? That's home? Not England?
No. She didn't like England. She made him move to New York.
Did she meet him in England?
Yes.
Why did she go to England?
To see the Beatles, get some money out of these guys. One of these idiots will go for
She's not striking me as a nice chick.
She's not striking me as a good-looking girl either. I often wonder
You mustn't judge people by their appearance. Look at you.
Well, I prefer not to.
There you are.
Yes, that's right. But eventually at the Madison Square Gardens concert that he agreed to do with Elton John, because Elton John recorded Whatever Gets You Through the Night with him, and Lennon said, if this goes number one, I'll come and sing with you on stage. And, of course, it did. So he had to. He was vomiting before the show, very nervous.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, and then Yoko said, all right, you can come home now.
Why did she pull the strings?
Because his mother got killed in a car accident when he was quite young, a teenager, and they say that she fulfilled the role of mother. He called her mother. He actually called her mother. He didn't call her Yoko. He didn't call her mother. Beep. Just called her mother.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a strange nickname.
Yeah. Well, he was originally
Say
brought
words.
Up by Aunt Mimi.
Mimi.
And Uncle George. Uncle George Toogood Smith, his name was.
Toogood Smith.
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes I find things I think, I just can't wait to tell my.
Yeah.
Toogood.
George Toogood Smith.
That's right. He was Toogood, apparently. A lovely man.
Yeah, beautiful bloke.
Bought him his first mouth organ.
House mouth organ.
Well, he did play it in the house. He died at 52.
Who's that?
Toogood.
Not Toogood.
No, not Toogood.
Not Toogood that day. No. 52.
Yeah.
That's a young.
It is.
What did he die of?
I think on Italian, that's a young.
What did he die of? What happened to him?
He died of liver hemorrhage.
What?
Liver hemorrhage.
I know what a liver is and I know what a hemorrhage is. But how can you die of a liver hemorrhage?
Put them together.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
That's what I got. Just the facts.
So his liver bled.
Yeah. And he died.
That's the strangest.
Can you die on the spot from that?
Listen to me. Yep. The liver is an organ.
Yep.
Okay. It purifies the blood.
Yep.
It doesn't create blood.
No.
And it doesn't bleed.
Right.
So how can it possibly hemorrhage?
Anyhow, Mimi, Aunt Mimi.
Okay, we'll move on. All right.
Aunt Mimi.
Dragging us back into the world of the real shit.
Aunt Mimi.
Mimi.
Ruled with an iron fist.
This isn't Pang, is it?
No. And said, this is back in England, and when he was young, said with the famous quote, "The guitar is all right, John, but you'll never make a living out of it." So he
And in the corner, you know what happened?
What?
His guitar
gently weeped.
That's what it did.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's you like a that? Lovely segue.
That's actually what happened.
Yes, it's beautiful.
And it rusted.
Yes.
And they sold it to Yoko, who sold it for more on eBay.
So I bet that's probably what she's doing. That's probably how she makes a living now. She's a horrible person. She, all the stuff.
You mustn't say that about people, Ken.
Yeah, but you read the book.
What book?
The 10 Horrible People in the World. She.
Is that a book?
Yeah, top of the list she is.
Is there really a book called The 10 Most Horrible People in the World?
No. Julian Lennon.
What a great book.
It is a good book. I'd buy it. Julian
Who would you put in it?
Hitler.
Why? You didn't know him.
Could have been a good bloke.
Could have had a soft side. Oh, and that's all we'll ever hear about John Lennon.
Thank God for that. It was a stupid choice.
Well, we didn't get to much.
Really? Well, it will fit perfectly into this sequence of nonsense we've been doing.
You'll never know the ending.
Is there an ending?
He got
killed to death, I heard.
Yeah. That's true. I was going to ask you where you were when that happened.
Ah, I was in Cheltenham.
Ah. Is that it? You're just in a suburb. You don't remember
I
details?
I was in a house in 1398 Nepean Highway, Cheltenham.
Again, great details. But, what we do, like with me, my dad, I was writing, playing guitar in my bedroom. My dad said, "Kenneth!" And I used to think.
"Kenneth!"
I thought, we're on the radio again. He's overreacting. I go out and he goes, "John Lennon's dead." I didn't believe it.
Mm.
I put on the TV.
Mm.
There you go.
Well, I was in the house with three housemates. And the music starts again.
We're back again.
Okay.
We didn't even take a break. Yeah, go on. Keep going.
No, that's the end of this. It's not a page turner.
Did you cry?
No.
Oh, you're a hard man.
It's 1980.
1980, December the 10th.
Yeah, that's right.
Goodbye. Let's have a joke.
And now it's time for Maury's Joke of the Week.
An Irish bloke was walking down the road near Dublin, carrying a sack over his shoulder, and he ran into his mate. "Hello, Paddy. Hello, Mick. What's in the sack?" "Chickens," he said. He said, "How many chickens?" He said, "Well, if you can guess, I'll give you both of them." He said, "3.
Challenge.
That was a chromatic rise.
Yes. I was going to say accelerating.
No, that would be ascending. I didn't get faster. You're so stupid.
I see the words in my head.
I see the words in your bum.
Punjab, you must show respect.
I apologize very much on behalf of other people from Bangladesh.
God, wow, a blessing that sounded.
Oh, yeah.
Gave me a blessing. Here's the three facts. You pick the one that's wrong.
Okie dokie. Yep.
A job in, fact one.
Fact one.
A job in King Henry VIII's court was to become one of the grooms of the stools. These men attended to the king's every whim, including wiping his royal bum.
Grooms of the stool.
Yes, grooms of the stool.
It's a good job, that.
Yeah.
You know who did that?
Yes.
Originally, it was one of when Fatso left the market. Yes. That was his second job.
That was a step up, considering he went on to blowing cocaine uprights.
Yes.
Fact two. Jackie Chan is Australian.
Not Jackie Kennedy.
No. Okay. Jackie Chan is Australian, and was called Steve, and then Jack. Fact three.
You know Jackie Chan does all his own stunts?
Yes, he does.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because if he gets killed, it's not like they can't find another guy who looks like him. We're going to get in trouble for that.
I think we're already in way, way big trouble. Did you hear the bleeping episode?
I love the bleeping episode.
There's hardly a word that's spoken.
Man, that made me laugh. That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. Little Tony Katz was
there. We can't go that close, though. We can't talk about those sort of people.
No, no. Do you think people might guess who it is?
Oh, do you think?
Fact three. A Spanish dance, the tarantella, was named for the supposed effect of a tarantula bite on their victims. It would send them into a frenzied epileptic fit. So you've got the tarantella,
yes.
Jackie Chan, and Henry VIII.
Well, I'm very familiar with the tarantella, but I thought it was because of what happened to a tarantula when you put it in a fire, as opposed to its effect on you if it bit you. Now, you may have just gotten some wrong information
there.
I know. Because the reason why I know this is because it was the dance in Snow White. And you know I did 6,000 episodes of Snow White. And it was the dance that they did in the King's Court, the tarantella. And I thought, what is that? So I looked it up and did a bit of research on it. And it is about throwing a spider into the fire.
Wow.
So if you've got your fact wrong there,
yes,
then that is wrong.
Yes.
But if that isn't the one you think is wrong,
yes,
then the second one, Jackie Chan, because he doesn't look very Australian.
But which one do you think is wrong?
Well, I think they're both wrong.
This is a precedent.
I think, yeah, we've broken new ground.
Next week, they'll all be wrong.
Yes. Tune in the week after when Ken actually says three, but four of them are wrong. We don't know how he does it.
No. He's gifted.
Yes. Gifted.
Actually, well,
I'm going to say the second one because he doesn't look very Australian, but if you're going to really delve into it, the third one's wrong too.
Okay. Well, really, it's the third one because you're right. You're right. It's the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jackie Chan is considered Australian. He lived here most of his life.
Did not.
He did.
What did he do?
Canberra. He lived. He was just a kid. And
that's what he did. He was a professional kid.
Yes. And they said... He said to a taxi driver, "Oh, what's a good name for me?" And the taxi driver said, "Steve."
Steve.
Yeah, and then he changed it to Jack, and that's why it's become Jackie. But he went back to China.
I had a dog called Jackie.
Did you?
That's yeah.
Nice.
I also had a dog called Stephen. That's
you
weird.
Did. That's
yeah.
True. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, next one.
Yeah, Chan. And I'm covered.
Okay. All right, that's it.
What decided we'd get what? What a freaking...
No, tarantella was incorrect.
Yeah, so I was right.
I got to get a longer thing. I like to look at you when I talk to you.
So I was right.
Who else does it?
You need a bigger... You just need to move your chair back.
No, I can't. I got... that's Punjab back there.
Well, why can't you move your boom stand around?
It's extended as far as it'll go.
Oh, bless.
All right, back to the show.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It was lovely.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful singing voice, Punjab.
You're very kind.
But we've already heard you sing today, so perhaps next week we get another song from you. From your album. What's it called?
Can I have some yogurt?
By who?
Punjab. Okay.
All right.
Number one with a bullet.
Yes. Yes, I bet it is. Oh. All right.
Don't mock me. I kill you!
Is it going to blow up?
No, we don't
do
that. No. We are a peaceful people. We are Hindu country.
Ah.
We don't eat cow.
Ah, that's good.
Do you
eat meat?
We do eat a little bit of meat.
Chicken.
But not much. We don't have much. We are very poor.
What do you eat then?
Not very much.
So if you have to eat?
We are a slim nation.
Ah.
We are very poor.
Yes.
Oh, very poor. We have no money.
Be happy now.
We have a Christmas stump.
Are you happy here now?
Happier here now.
Yes.
Let me get back to you.
Okay, put Marty back. Marty, the founder.
I haven't gone anywhere.
Well,
I've been listening.
You know, it was nice for him to come up to the mic.
Yeah, he's got his own mic in there.
I can't hear what he says otherwise.
Well, sometimes he's not at the mic because he's working on the panel.
Yeah.
He's got a mic in the studio in you know, like where he is back there.
Punjab, from now on when you talk, use the mic.
Okay.
No, you didn't use it then.
Okay.
Okay. Marty, have you seen the movie The Founder?
Yes, I have.
No, not you. Oh. Marty.
No, I haven't.
No.
What? No, I haven't.
Good.
Yes, good.
No, don't talk, banjo.
Okay, then.
Oh, he's on the mic now.
You are not on the mic, or not on the mic. I kill you. I kill you.
Oh. The founder.
Founder of?
McDonald's.
Oh, Ray Kroc.
Yes. But the movie, he's played by...
The guy...
Batman?
Yes. The guy from the Mortuary movie.
Yes.
And Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, correct. That's right. It cost $25 million to make. It only took $24
million. Mm. Do you know why? They had a McDonald's coupon.
I dispute this because...
Did you poo-poo it?
I don't know many... Yeah, poo-poo. I don't know many people haven't seen it apart from you. Everyone knows this movie.
I've seen it.
Oh, you have seen it now?
Yeah.
All right. Since I last mentioned it, you've seen it.
No, I've seen it.
You didn't know it was called The Founder.
No, I didn't know it was called The Founder. I saw it on a plane.
What should they have called it?
They should have called it McDonald's.
No, The Quarter Founder.
Ah, that's nice.
That's very good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's very good, Ken.
No, but McDonald's would have been...
Finally, something comes good out of his mouth.
Yes. So, it didn't do very well, as you can see. It lost a million, but...
That's careless. I had it with me.
But it's everywhere. It's on Netflix.
It's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
He's everywhere.
So, I don't think these are true.
It's a good performance by him, but it's not a particularly interesting movie.
I like it.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's how McDonald's got started. Okay.
But it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's all right. There's no car crashes.
No.
No murders.
No.
No rapes.
No.
No love story.
Mm. Yeah. There is a love story.
Not really.
Yes, there is.
No.
He goes off with his partner's wife.
Is that love?
Very good point. All right. I'll give you the synopsis.
Okay.
In 1954, Ray Kroc.
Yes.
Is a traveling milkshake salesman.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Not easy to do that.
No.
You got to keep the ice cream frozen.
Yeah, no, he actually sells the machines.
Yes.
And all these places he goes to sell them to, no one wants them for a start.
Mm.
And they're all very badly run. There's kids hoodlums outside. And it's dirty and the service is slow. And then when he rings into the office, they say, oh, there's an order for 6 milkshake machines by these guys who run a fast food shop called McDonald's. Their name is McDonald's. So he goes, well, that's wrong. That can't be right. So he rings them up and says, look, there's been a mistake. They say that you ordered 6 machines, but that's obviously wrong. And the guy goes, it is wrong. Because I thought so. Because we want 8.
Mm.
Now, this is piqued his interest.
Who's taking the orders? Because she needs to get the bullet.
Well, that's his secretary.
Yeah, she knows.
She goes on to run the company, actually. She actually does very well out of it.
Well, she didn't know the difference between 6 and 8.
No, that's right. She was there too. But he's intrigued.
Yeah.
His interest is piqued.
Intrigued.
Piqued. P-I-Q-U-E-D.
Peaked.
Peaked. So he goes to McDonald's.
Yes.
And it's only one store.
Yeah.
And he has a meal, and the meal is delivered in like 30 seconds.
Yes.
And he goes, no, I just ordered. He goes, no, that's yours. So he sits down to eat. He goes, this is the best hamburger I've ever had. Mm. So obviously, things have changed.
They have changed.
So he
Did goes, he throw the pickle on the roof?
Well, couldn't have saved them some money because no one wants those pickles.
I love the pickles.
Do you?
I get extra pickles.
Oh.
I get them off the roof.
They're mine because I don't like them.
I love
them. And yet I like a pickle, but I don't like it in a hamburger.
Why?
I feel it's too strong.
But you don't eat the hamburgers anyway.
No, but when I used to.
You used to not like them?
Yeah.
So you don't eat the hamburgers, but you still don't like them?
Yeah. In fact, all I eat is the roll. But...
You'd buy a hamburger, throw away the burger.
Throw everything out.
And eat the bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't order that.
You can if you tell them it's for a duck. If you say, excuse me, there's a duck outside.
He has no car.
Yeah. Can I have the bun? And they'll say, for a duck, of course. And, yeah.
Come on.
They'll say,
yes.
Okay, here's your bun. Yeah. And then I realize ducks eat for free at McDonald's.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
No bill.
No bill. No bill. So,
yes.
Next time I go in, I go, I'm going to have 3/4 pounders, 2 fillets of fish, and 9 large fries, but don't bother ringing it up for a duck.
Yes.
And they'll give it to me.
Do they?
Well, I haven't tried it yet, but it's worth a crack.
We could have tried that in our break.
Yeah.
Great. Wow. All right. So anyhow, he goes there and he says...
fat ducks.
How can you make it so streamlined?
Yes.
So they sit down and have a dinner with him and they tell him.
What do they say?
He goes, tell him about the basketball court.
The basketball court.
Mm. They set up a basketball court and they, with chalk, draw the outline of the new McDonald's that they're planning.
Mm.
They have the fryer, the milkshake machines, the grills, all the stuff.
Mm.
They get the staff in on the basketball and they go. So they're trying to make the food and they're bumping into each other and he goes, right, stop. They erase the design, write a new one. Right, go. Gets a bit better. Nah, stop. They write it again. Eventually, they get it exactly how it is.
Meanwhile, the people waiting for the basketball game to start.
What did throw me off on that is, what happened to the basketball lines?
Yeah.
Did they make the first McDonald's, did it have like a basketball hoop?
Yes. And the net.
Yes.
And now it's nothing but net.
That's true. So then they get the architect to make that. That's what he does. He does it off the basketball.
Where do they put the nuggets?
The nuggets?
Yeah.
I think Ray Kwok would have invented those nuggets.
He invented nuggets. Okay.
Suggested the nuggets.
All right.
Because at that stage they were pretty pure in their...
They had burgers?
Yeah.
Did they have the Filet-O-Fish?
No, Filet-O-Fish. That's just all crocky. All they had was burgers.
Okay.
And chips.
What about the McChicken?
Look, we could go through the whole menu, but the answer's going to be the same.
Is it?
McQuack brought that in.
Okay.
McQuack. He's not Scottish.
What about the salad?
It's Ray McQuack.
You know, you can get the salads now.
Yeah.
Questionable quality.
You think?
Oh, that lettuce has seen better days.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, I try, because everything's getting smaller. The fillet of fish is so smaller, and I don't like that fillet of fish. It's fillet of fish is what it is.
What?
Fillet. Fillet
is an American term.
No, fillet is French.
Americans say fillet.
They say fillet.
I think you'll find they say fillet.
They say fillet.
They say fillet.
French say fillet.
We say fillet au fish.
What do we say?
Fillet O fish.
Fillet O fish.
O fish. There's no off. The F's gone, replaced by an apostrophe and some tartare sauce.
Yeah.
What about the cheese? Oh, and is it possible to eat a fillet of fish without all the sauce coming out the bottom and looking like you've just blown a midget?
No. Yes. And in my McChicken eating days, lettuce. All eyes on your lap, always.
Yeah.
Always, shocking.
Yep. And sesame seeds.
I don't like the sesame seeds. They give me the acapulculus that I've got. Dipolipolipolitis. That's right, isn't it? I can't eat them. Dipolipolitis.
You can't say it. No, you can eat sesame seeds.
Oh, what can I not eat?
Poppy seeds.
That's it.
I know, but they don't have anything with poppy seeds.
No. I don't have anything with poppy seeds. I've never seen a poppy seed.
You've never seen a poppy seed?
What's a poppy seed got on it? What's it? What's on it? What's on it that's got poppy seeds? You know what I'm saying?
A lot of bread rolls at bakeries will have poppy seeds on them.
No, I don't have them.
No.
I always have plain.
Orange and poppy seed cake. Guess what's in it?
Poppy seeds.
There you go.
All right. There's a lot of popping going on in this.
Guess
show.
What they make heroin out of?
Ah.
Poppy seeds.
Yes.
Did you know heroin?
Yes.
Heroin is actually a brand name, not an actual name of a real.
Is it really?
Yes.
Who's heroin? The Heroin Brothers?
No, a German pharmaceutical company decided to make a more palatable, less potent, faster-acting pain agent out of morphine, and they gave it to one of their workers and said, what do you think? He said, I feel heroish.
And that was basically, he felt like a hero or heroine, and that's where the name came from. So they patented the name heroin, and it might have been Pfizer or Bayer or one of those companies in Germany that make pharmaceuticals, and this was in the late 1800s.
Wow, that's a great story.
Oh, I got a lot of stories.
That's a really good story.
Mm.
Heroin.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so...
Yeah.
So Ray Kwok, he convinces them to do a franchise against their better wishes, really, but he's saying he's going to make them money. Uh-huh. So he does, but he sells the franchise to all his friends, his rich friends, and they don't care about the integrity of the business. So it starts looking like the old places, and some of them sell chickens and, you know, he does
chickens?
Not, yeah.
Like an actual chicken?
Well, they don't sell chickens live, but they cook the chicken.
Oh,
at McDonald's. Live. And he doesn't, the McDonald's don't, see, they don't have it. They're pure. They just want hamburgers. They won't have the chickens.
They won't have them. No. What about the egg?
I won't hear of it. No egg.
No egg?
No egg.
What about the sausage McMuffin?
Again, Ray Kwok. Remember what I said?
Kwok.
No matter what you say, it's Ray Kwok.
Kwok.
Yeah. Eventually.
What's his name?
Ray Kwok.
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 As in quokka. Yeah. Like the marsupial on Rottnest Island in Perth.
Yeah.
It's not croc.
Hang on, I'll have a look.
I think it's croc.
It's croc.
You're saying kwok.
Where did I get that from?
I don't know where you're getting croc.
Croc.
That's right, croc.
Yeah. Eventually he hits on the idea.
Who does?
Ray Kwok. I had to grind my teeth to say that.
You did.
Eventually Ray Kwok hits on the ideas of franchising to middle class investors, families.
Nah.
Now, they do what they're told. They're good people.
They're good people.
And they're making a lot of money, by the way. In fact, the only people who aren't making money is Ray Kwok.
What about the two original guys?
They're getting a little royalty.
Slice of action?
They're getting a little royalty. But theirs is unaffected by the overheads. So Ray Kwok is really suffering. He doesn't like this.
No.
He goes to the bank
to
get a loan. An extra loan, extra mortgage, really.
Yeah.
And they say, no, sorry. So he's really upset, storms out. And a guy called Harry Sonberg, who is a financial expert, says, excuse me, I heard what you said. I'd like to talk to you about McDonald's. Because you've got all these franchises. You should be making a lot of money. I'm very surprised. They go and talk about it. He goes, here's what you've got to do. You sell burgers. Forget that. You've got to sell land. So from now on, when your franchisee wants to buy a franchise, they have to buy the land off you. That's when everything turned around. All of a sudden, Ray Kwok started a new company called Franchise Reality Corporation.
Or FRC.
Yes. And he didn't include the other two because he didn't have to.
No.
And so he started making good money. He's doing all right. He then wanted to do powdered milk because milk was expensive. It was killing their profits.
I bought powdered water. I got no idea what to add.
So I've got powdered milk in the fridge. So
do you get it from powdered cows?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting where I'm up to now.
Nobody's listening.
Powdered milk. They said no.
Yes.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to sell powdered milk.
No, we're McDonald's. We're the brothers. You can't do that without our agreement.
Why?
You know, because that's part of the deal is that they've got to have say in.
Was there a powdered milk clause?
Yeah, there was. And guess what he did?
He said.
To hell with you.
That's what he said.
And he put the powdered milk in.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, McDonald's is now starting to make a lot of money.
Because of the powdered milk?
Yeah.
Why?
No, because of the selling of the land and the powdered milk.
What's the big deal with the powdered milk?
Well, because the milk was so expensive to produce that when you made a milkshake,
yes,
it's very expensive because it's all milk.
Well, what else is going to be in a freaking milkshake?
Powdered milk, mostly water, you see?
Ah, the thick shake.
Yeah.
That's got pig fat in it.
Yeah, well, everything's got pig fat in it.
Everything.
The ice cream is very, very much pig fat.
Really?
So, yeah, don't have the ice cream if you don't like to eat pig fat.
Apparently, I do like to eat pig fat because I'm quite fond of their ice cream.
I'm quite fond of their ice cream too.
But you don't eat pig fat?
No, but I do eat ice cream. What about?
What about?
In Glenroy, and there's probably one Glenroy. Everywhere. But
worst suburb ever, yes.
It is. What's Aboriginal for?
Glenroy?
Yeah.
Oh.
You missed the turn off to Broadmeadows? Will that do
something
it?
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyhow, they've got the old Dairy Queen machine.
God bless him.
Oh, do you remember the Dairy Queen
yeah. machine?
That's what I would like in my house.
A Dairy Queen?
Yeah. Wouldn't you? That's better than McDonald's. That's the real stuff.
Your one.
Hey? No, well, not mine. Your own. What do you think?
You'd get sick of it.
Yeah, you would.
You're just as easy to go down to the beach.
What
and
about
go
a
to
week each?
Mr. Whippy.
No, it's not the same. Dairy Queen stands out.
I love those pink cones.
Yeah?
They had a thing. They had a flavour.
The cut off at the bottom? The roundy ones?
No.
No?
No. It's
long.
But pink. They were pink.
Okay.
I can say.
No, I've had them.
Yeah, you have not.
I don't. Anyhow, now let's. We're going to get the rest of the movie in. This is good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We'll see.
So.
It's not over yet.
No, that's true. He goes.
So we're at the powdered milk juncture.
Yeah. Well, this upsets one of the brothers who has got diabetes and goes to the hospital.
What's the powdered milk got to do with diabetes?
Nothing, but it upset him because he said that you can't change things. And since now he's not obeying their orders and he's got so much power, he's had a breakdown.
Okay.
He's in the hospital. Quack comes in.
Croc. Not quack.
Croc. Croc comes in and says, here's a lump check.
A lump check. This is my friend from Canada, Barry Lumpcheck. How you doing over there?
I see the words, but they don't come out.
No.
He gives him a blank check.
A blank check?
And says, fill it in, whatever you want. I'm buying you out. All right. So they agree to $2.7 million.
That was a lot of money back then.
It is equivalent to about 26 in 2020. But this is how they break it down. $1 million each. And the 0.7 million to go to be distributed amongst all the workers that have worked for them only. Isn't that lovely?
That's
a very
good.
Nice gesture. So this is the other part of their thing. They'll take that money, check payment. They want to keep the original restaurant, which is the first one that he ever saw. And they want 1% of all royalties.
Hmm.
So they had their lawyers are all sitting down. They say, here's a check, $2.7 million. Here's the ownership to your restaurant.
Hmm.
Ray Kroc says, I can't do the royalty settlement on paper, but I will do it as a handshake, and you know my handshake is good.
Hmm.
He never
honored. What was good about it?
It was firm. He never... He never stuck by that agreement. Do you know how much that agreement would be now? $100 million a year, that 1%. So then they couldn't use the name McDonald's because he owned it, even though it was their name. So they changed it to the Big M. Then they sued Big M. Mm. No, that's another story. And then it went out of business because he opened up a McDonald's right opposite him. Nasty man, Ray Kroc. He can go in that list. Hitler, Yoko Ono, Ray Kroc.
Mm.
So that's an interesting story. See, why wouldn't you like that? That's interesting what you just heard.
Why do you assume I didn't like it?
Well, you said it didn't have enough...
Car chases? Explosions?
Yes.
Rapes?
Is that all you look at for in a movie?
Not so much. Well, if there was an exploding car crash during a rape, this is my kind of movie.
In the McDonald's movie?
Not necessarily.
All right, I'll try to keep that in mind. I've got something to tell you too.
I can't wait.
We're going to, in the future, we've got a lot of movies to do, but we're going to do some Elvis movies.
That'd be fun.
It wouldn't be fun?
No, it wouldn't be.
My favourite Elvis movie.
What about Viva Las Vegas?
Oh, we'll be doing that one. What about Kissing Cousins?
Hmm.
He plays himself and someone else.
Ah, okay.
My favourite Elvis movie is Race Speedway. When they go, what's his name? Skip, something like that.
Mm.
Hey, Skip, you got to win that race. And he goes, I'm going to win that race. I love it. I love it when he starts singing about.
You like it?
Yeah. Now, the reviews
are
in.
Blue Hawaii?
I have a blue, blue one.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to sing it. I'm just asking you, have you seen it?
I, to be truthful, the only times I went and see Elvis Presley movies was on Saturday afternoon at the Padua.
Yeah.
For kids film matinees. Oh, and yeah, we mucked around. You never watched the movie.
No, of course not.
The lady that went to see Sound of Music was
people
very
would roll the Jaffers down the aisle. Yeah. And I'd get down the end of the aisle and get free Jaffers.
And was that you on the ground?
That was me.
With my mouth open.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like hungry, hungry hippos.
Hungry, hungry Marty.
Yeah.
And you were and then you'd try and talk to the girls.
Not so much.
Well,
I'd talk to the boys and get them to talk to the girls. And while they were talking to the girls, I'd take their Jaffers.
Then
I had a system.
Yeah. So quite often when I was yapping away to a girl, if it was a decent movie like Sound of Music, an old lady would tell me off because, you know, shh, we're trying to watch the movie. I'm trying to get on here with this girl.
Mm.
Memories. Now.
So Padua.
Yeah.
What Shakespearean play is Padua focused on?
That's from Macbeth.
Taming of the Shrew. Not even close. Anyway, go on.
I guess. Now, the reviews are in for the Potties Awards.
Oh.
And? Big celebrities. Not just, you know.
Not just your normal celebrities.
We're not talking Sammy Snare and Susie Salmon.
I love that guy.
The girl.
Which one?
Sammy Snare's a girl and Susie Salmon's a girl.
They're both girls.
Yeah. Balloon Decor, Sean O'Kelly, Little Sean O'Kelly.
Little Sean O'Kelly lives in Paran.
He loved it. He loved it.
Loved it.
He said, you guys are nutty. But here's the nutty reviews. Yep. That's I love it as much as I love my children.
Yeah.
Woody Allen.
Oh.
I've heard a lot of podcasts and they're mostly shit. This isn't. Bill Cosby.
Oh, that's nice.
My favorite, I'd love to put my hands down its pants, Harvey Weinstein.
That's gross.
It's quite young, this podcast, isn't it? Rolf Harris.
Mm.
Lock it down, Dan Andrews. The votes are in, Marty.
It's nice, man.
What do you think?
That's beautiful.
Success?
What do I think?
Success?
Well, it was a strange trip. But, you know, like we all had fun together. Punjab, yeah. Did you enjoy going to America?
I like it very much. Yeah, I enjoyed the food on the plane. Yeah, I stole some of the chicken feed from the animals. Why were we at the back with the animals? You made bad booking, Mr. Murdoch. You say first class.
No,
it's third class. I'll kill you!
Sorry. Perhaps we could take a trip one day with Punjab.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere else. Maybe a country town or maybe a...
We've been to Albury. Good on you yesterday.
Yes, I should have come with you. Could we do... could we go back to Bangladesh?
Punjab, do you think we could go back to Bangladesh?
I have military service. I have to go.
You sad?
No, if he goes back, he's got to join the army. For 2 years. Oh, no. And they don't have any guns. They give you a stick. He doesn't want to walk around with a stick for 2 years.
Oh, that's so
you
great.
Could take someone's eye out with that fucking thing.
Okay. Oh, there's the music. All right.
I already heard it before, but here it is again.
No,
I have to go to the toilet.
I know.